Lesson 7. What happens after death? Purpose: to help class members understand that death is a temporary separation of the spirit from the body, and that during this period of separation, spirits dwell in a place called the spirit world. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 through 20, Alma chapter 34, verse 34, also chapter 40, verses 11 through 14. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 15 and 16, section 138, verses 29 to 34, and verse 57. You may also want to study the rest of Doctrine and Covenants, section 138. 2. Copy the chart on page 35 onto the chalkboard or a piece of poster board. 3. Materials needed. A. A glove, not a mitten, for the object lesson. B. A set of scriptures and a scripture marking pencil for each class member. Continue to encourage class members to bring their own scriptures to class each week. Note to the teacher. All of us must one day die, and many of us have loved ones who have passed on and now inhabit the spirit world. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles said that the spirit world is a place of paradise and happiness for those who have lived righteous lives. It is not something to fear. Conference Report, October 1996, page 89, or Ensign, November 1996, page 66. People who were not able to hear the gospel on earth will receive an opportunity to hear it in the spirit world. Present this lesson with reverence and caution, avoiding speculation and sensational stories. Suggested lesson development. Death is the separation of the spirit from the body. Note to the teacher. Class interest and attention are greatly enhanced when class members actively participate. Invite class members to assist you with demonstrations. Let them help with object lessons, hold up charts, or write on the chalkboard. See Teaching, No Greater Call, pages 103 and 104. Object lesson. Introduce the lesson by using the following object lesson, which is an adaptation of a presentation by Elder Boyd K. Packer of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Conference Report, April 1973, pages 79 and 80, or Ensign, July 1973, pages 51 and 53. Have a class member come to the front of the class, hold up a glove, and point out that it has no life in it. It cannot move by itself. Then invite the class member to put the glove on his or her hand. How might this be compared to our body and spirit? Explain that in this example, the glove represents the physical body, and the hand represents the spirit. When the spirit enters the body can live, work, and act. Have the class members move his or her fingers inside the glove. A spirit combined with the physical body makes a person, a living soul. Have class members read and mark Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 15 and 16. Point out that earth life was not intended to last forever. One day each of us will die. Our spirit and body will be separated. Death is a part of God's plan. When the spirit and body are separated, the body cannot move. It has died. Have the class member remove his or her hand from the glove. But the spirit is still alive. Have the class member move his or her fingers. Explain that as part of his atonement, Jesus Christ overcame mortal death. Because of this, the separation of the body from the spirit will not be permanent. Each of us will be resurrected. At the time of resurrection, the body and spirit will be united forever in a perfect state. Have the class member put the glove back on. Explain that today you will discuss the spirit's condition between the time of death and the time of resurrection. Have the class member remove the glove and return to his or her seat. Chart. Illustrate the steps from premortal life to the spirit world using the chart below. You may want to ask class members to briefly share what they remember from previous lessons about premortal life and earth life. Chart. Death is a separation. On the left, premortal life, the spirit. Earth life, the birth, becomes a living soul, spirit plus physical bodies. Death. Body goes to the grave. Spirit goes to the spirit world, awaiting resurrection. Explain that in mortality, the spirit and body are joined together. As shown in the object lesson, when we die, the spirit and body are separated. While the body loses its life, the spirit remains alive and dwells in a place called the spirit world. we go to the spirit world between death and resurrection. Explain that Alma described the conditions of life after death to his son Corianton. Have class members read in Mark Alma chapter 40, verse 11. Alma chapter 40, verse 11. Where do we go when we die? Quotation. Tell class members that President Joseph Fielding Smith referred to Alma chapter 40, verse 11 when he said, "Taken home to God simply means that their mortal existence has come to an end, and they have returned to the world of spirits, where they are assigned to a place according to their works, with the just or with the unjust, there to await the resurrection." Answers to Gospel Questions, Volume 2, page 85. Our righteousness on earth determines our place in the spirit world. Scripture Discussion. Have class members read and mark Alma chapter 34, verse 34. Alma chapter 34, verse 34. What will our personalities be like when we die? Help class members see that our spirits will carry to the spirit world the same tendencies, appetites, and desires that we had when we lived on the earth. Quotation. Have a class member read the following statement by President Brigham Young, second president of the church. Suppose that a man is evil in his heart, wholly given up to wickedness, and in that condition dies. His spirit will enter into the spirit world and tend upon evil. On the other hand, if we are striving with all the powers and faculties God has given us to improve upon our talents, to prepare ourselves to dwell in eternal life, and the grave receives our bodies while we are thus engaged, with what disposition will our spirits enter their next state? They will be still striving to do the things of God, only in a much greater degree. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 379. Scripture Discussion. Have a class member read and mark Alma chapter 40, verses 12 through 14. Explain that people who have accepted the gospel of Jesus Christ and live righteously are assigned to a state of happiness known as paradise. People who have rejected the gospel and people who have died without a knowledge of the truths are assigned to a state of darkness called spirit prison, sometimes called hell. Why do you think spirit prison is an appropriate name for the condition of people who die without having accepted the gospel? Because the people there are shut off from the peace and joy they would feel if they had received the truth and lived righteously. The righteous do the Lord's work in the spirit world. Scripture Discussion. Explain that during the 3 days after he was crucified, Jesus Christ visited the righteous in paradise. Have class members read and mark 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 through 20. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 through 20. What did Christ do among the spirits in paradise? Have class members read and mark Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 29 through 34. Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 29 through 34. Explain that Christ appointed messengers to preach to those in spirit prison. Until that time, the spirits in spirit prison were not permitted to have contact with the spirits in paradise. Have someone read the following explanation by Elder Bruce R. McConkie, who was a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Now that the righteous spirits in paradise have been commissioned to carry the message of salvation to the wicked spirits in hell, there is a certain amount of mingling together of the good and bad spirits. Repentance opens the prison doors to the spirits in hell. It enables those bound with the chains of hell to free themselves from darkness, unbelief, ignorance, and sin. As rapidly as they can overcome these obstacles, gain light, believe truth, acquire intelligence, cast off sin, and break the chains of hell, they can leave the hell that imprisons them and dwell with the righteous in a peace of paradise. Mormon Doctrine, page 755. Page 37. Scripture Discussion. Who preaches to the spirits in prison? What is their message? Have class members read and mark Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verse 57. Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verse 57. What is the duty of faithful Latter-day Saints who have died? Point out that many members of the class will be called to serve full-time missions in this life. Since the church is organized in the spirit world, and there are still spirits there who have not heard and accepted the truth, we will also be able to serve missions after death, if we have lived righteously. Testimony. testify that death is part of the great plan of salvation. As the glove without the hand is lifeless, so the physical body without the spirit is dead. While righteous spirits await their resurrection, they are busy carrying on the work of our Heavenly Father. Encourage class members to live righteously now so they can enter paradise later and be able to serve the Lord in the spirit world. Enrichment activities. You may want to use one or more of these activities during the lesson. 1. If Family Home Evening Video Supplement 2-5-3-2-7-7 is available, show Life After Death, a 5-minute segment. 2. Divide the class into groups of 3 or 4 people. Appoint a leader for each group and give him or her a piece of paper and a pen or pencil. Have the groups pretend that they are in the spirit world and have an opportunity to write one piece of advice to their friends and family members who are still alive. Have the group leaders write down the group's ideas. After about 5 minutes, invite the group leaders to read the advice their groups have written. 3. To emphasize the importance of living righteously in mortality, sing with class members Today While the Sun Shines, hymns number 229. What does this hymn have to do with the lesson about the spirit world? Suggest that class members read the chorus of the hymn again, thinking of the word today as a representation of earth life and the word tomorrow as a representation of life after death. With this interpretation in mind, what work must we do today to prepare for tomorrow? End of Lesson 7, What Happens After Death?